Hey there. Thanks so much for downloading Visual Studio 2015. My name is Jeff Fritz, and I want to talk to you a little bit about building your first project once you're done installing Visual Studio. You're going to get in there and you're going to learn some new things and be working with the tools, and you're going to want some really cool capabilities in there around debugging. So why don't we go over to Visual Studio and let me show you some of the cool things that you can do as you start to step through and debug your first project. So here I am inside the nerddinner.web sample, and you know what? I've downloaded this, and I think it looks good. Let's see what my application looks like inside the browser. So to start my debug session, I'm going to come up here and click the IIS Express button with the little play icon next to it. Now, there's other ways you can start debugging from within our debug menu. You can either hit F5 or hit the Start Debugging menu item here. Or you can even start your application without attaching the debugger by pressing Ctrl F5 or choosing this menu option. I can attach to an already running process by using this menu option or the Ctrl Alt P hotkey. But for now, I'm just going to click this button, start up my web server, and attach my browser and see what's going on. My application is loaded, and you'll notice down at the bottom, the status bar for Visual Studio has turned orange. This indicates that the debugger from Visual Studio is attached to a running process. But you know what? My web page doesn't look too good here. It doesn't look too healthy. I don't have any data appearing here, and my map is missing. That's not good news. Let me bring up the developer tools inside of Microsoft Edge. Let's take a look at our network traffic as I refresh my page here and see what's happening. So my page is refreshing, and this is actually an Angular JavaScript application running in the browser on top of my ASP.NET Core application. There you can see where I downloaded Angular.js. Let me come down here to where it downloaded my popular dinners collection. So I received a 200 status, an OK message from my web server. When I look at the body of the request, though, there's nothing there. There should be some demo data that's being returned here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to this dinners controller and find that popular action, put a debug point in there, a breakpoint, so that I can figure out why this is happening. Here we are. This is the popular method, the popular endpoint called get popular dinners async. Now I can set a breakpoint here on this by clicking over here in this gray area. This is sometimes called the gutter. So if I click there, I get this red stop sign here, and my line turns burgundy to indicate that this is where we're going to pause when I come through the next time I make a request. I can also enable and disable that breakpoint using F9. All right, let me go back to the browser and let's refresh and see what happens when we hit this breakpoint. There we go. So Visual Studio has intercepted the running progress of the browser, brought me back here, and brought the code back into focus, and everything is now highlighted in yellow. This is the current running process, the current running step. And when I move my mouse over some of these, I can see a little bit, I get this peek inside of what's going on with each one of these variables. So I get this little watch window that appears, and I can drill down and look at the various things that are going on inside of my repository. So let's step into this. I'm going to use the F11 key to step in. And now you can see up here, I've opened the NerdDinner repository automatically. And it's going to go, let's see, there was less than 2 milliseconds since my last request. And when I step, I've got this little performance hint here that it only took less than a millisecond to complete the step from that curly brace to this line here on line 82. And it's doing this weird query, but right here I see a problem. I'm filtering out only those objects where the event date is greater than today. Well, I want to see a little bit more than that. So I'm going to actually stop my process now by clicking that stop button. And let's remove this line. I'll just delete that, save, and then I'll rerun my application and let's see what it looks like. All right, so I stepped in and I'm back at my breakpoint here. Let's see what happens when we go and just let this run at this point. So I'm going to press F5 to let it continue running. and control returns to my browser. Let's see. Ah, now I've got my data returning. There we go. I've got a nice map and some pins laid out, and I've got some test data that's appearing for me that I can work with. Cool. If I wanted to go in and take a look at this a little bit further, I could leave that breakpoint there and refresh my browser again. Here we are. I'll step back in. So I'm going to hit F11 again to step and step. And now I'll step back out. And you can see it took just a few milliseconds to step through there. But I've got some other features I can look at here. I've got this pin. I can pin down the information about that repository, and it'll always be here for me to take a look at. So I can expand my dinners object here, and then expand my results, and I can take a look at each one of these objects individually. And I've got a magnifying glass here. I can zoom in, and I've got a text visualizer now that'll show me a little bit more data about exactly what that is. So this is going to be really important if you're bringing back some things that are maybe a JSON blob of data and you want to inspect it a little bit further. Well, that's cool. And I've also got a watch window down here that I can use so that I can add things that I want to watch, as well as having a locals window that I can use where I can see more information about exactly what's happening, what this context is as my application is running. So that was just a quick peek into how debugging works inside of Visual Studio. I hope you find great success when you build your next application with Visual Studio, and you're able to find and cure any issues that you might have when you start debugging.